What do you call it?
Her?
Huh?
Okay. Okay. And then the stuff you burn in the fireplace, if in the old days, before a coal.
Wood.
Okay. And then they'd sometimes have a big round piece of wood with bark on it.
The log.
Okay. Do you have any special name for one they would put in the back of a fireplace? Back log?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have a special name. I'm not aware of a special name.
And then the black stuff that forms in the chimney, they call that?
It forms.
Yeah. Good. Okay. And then after the fire's burned down, what's left in the fireplace is the?
Ashes.
Okay. And then if you had people come in the house, the things they'd sit in, you'd ask them to sit in?
Chair.
Okay.
Chairs.
Okay. And upstairs, though, you'd sleep in a?
Room.
Okay. But the piece of furniture
you'd sleep in?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And if you had two, you'd be talking about two?
Beds.
Okay. And there's always usually a little room that you hang your clothes in. Okay, and what if it, the longer way of saying that, it's a, what kind of closet?
Clothes closet.
Okay, let me see, then if you're cleaning up the house, the thing you used to clean up, the thing you used to sweep the floor is a?
Broom.
Okay, and if the broom's in the corner and the door is open, you say the broom, in the corner over there, and that door is open. If somebody asks you where the broom is, you'd say where?
The corner of the room. In the corner
okay.
of the room.
Well, you'd say it's not in front of the door, it's what?
Behind the door.
Okay. Let me see. If you're going to do some carpentry, like nailing in a board or something like that, you might say, I took the hammer and I, what?
Nailed.
Okay. Let me see, another way of getting at the same thing, if you wanted to go to Daniel Village, you'd take your car and what?
Drive.
Okay. And so you might say, yesterday you?
Drove.
Okay. And maybe, but sometimes talking about somebody else, sometimes he
drives.
Okay. And he has
driven.
Okay. What do you call a part of a house that covers the top?
Roof.
Okay. And there's you say roof or roof?
I said roof.
Yeah.
And the roof.
Okay. You know both pronunciations. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, the one you chose first would be roof.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say roof?
Would I ever say roof?
Yeah.
Roof? When I'm writing, I would be very conscious of, conscious of the spelling. I'm relaxed now, and I imagine in a certain gathering, I would be rather conscious of it. And be very careful about it.
Careful of it, yes. Okay. So you would consider that the more correct pronunciation, roof?
Roof, yes.
Okay. Let me see. Oftentimes, particularly here, they have a little building outside that's used for storing wood or tools. You call that a what?
Storage house.
Okay. Any other words for that?
I don't know any other. Do you?
Okay. Shed?
Shed, oh yes.
Okay.
I usually associate shed with farm.
Okay. One thing about this questionnaire is that it's very much related to farms. I've adapted it somewhat for the city, but there are a lot of farms.